Mike Orshan. This is the first broadcast of Link to Your World's Rise of the Individual. And today we have Joel Barrett. And Joel, can you introduce yourself?
Well, I'm a solutions architect with Cisco Systems. I specialize in enterprise class wireless networking solutions. I'm a social networking user. Been in the industry since 1988, although I have a military background, and that's where I got a lot of my RF experience. Although I couldn't really use much of that experience, not many people go out hunting submarines.
Well, that's a good thing. You know, both we started this idea of the rise of the individual. We've come upon this kind of odd issue on broadcasting because we're really looking for individuals and not for necessarily a vice president of some company or some senator or something like that, because they're up there. They're the big, and this is all about the small really running the big. And so I'd like to discuss a little bit some of your experiences in social networks, some of the positives and maybe even some of the negatives, the way that you as an individual have kind of weeded your way through and some of your experiences. So maybe when did it start? Do you remember the first time that you were on a social network?
Probably the first social kind of network I used was Plaxo. Plaxo is a tool that allows you to basically share your current contact information without you having to send out an email to everybody and saying, hey, I just moved jobs or I just got a new title. And I've got friends that can attest to that I've been through a lot of titles in the last 4 or 5 years. The second one was probably LinkedIn. I kind of tie those two together. They do two different functions.
Well, what are the two different functions? Because there's all these different definitions of social network, and instead of asking you to define it, let's just take a look at some of the ones that you've been attracted to.
I said Plaxo is kind of a contact management system, but I really went down that route because my wife kept asking me, what are you doing on this weekend? What are you doing on that weekend? And so I just said, I got tired of forecast what days she'd be asking me to do things, and so I would just say, well, look at my calendar, it's online. LinkedIn, on the other hand, is kind of a business networking tool where you're able to contact other people within your industry if they allow you to. In other words, it's the whole Kevin Bacon story, the friend of a friend of a friend type scenario. I've helped a lot of people get in touch with other people, and other people have done the same for me.
Let's just stay with LinkedIn for a little bit. It's certainly one of, I think it's ranked maybe number 20, maybe 20-something in Alexa. So it's a major social networking site. How often in a day do you think you're on LinkedIn?
I would say at least once a day. And, you know, I like to go out and see if there are any questions that people have asked that I could answer. Because they have that tool now where you can actually ask a question and the world will potentially answer. Well, the person posts a question, and if you want to answer, you can. If you place an answer up there, then it kind of gets ranked, and the person who posted the question has the ability to say, this was the best answer I received. And it's kind of I really don't care about that part. I just wanted to, I felt like I had some experience and some knowledge that could benefit the people who are asking the questions.
There's a lot of issues that come up with social networks, and even in Facebook or MySpace. Like, how do you pick a contact?
Well, okay, so I pretty much picked all my contacts. I've gone through my contact book and in Outlook, and I've sent out invitations. I did that a while back, and I don't do that anymore. I've got a ton of probably a lot more people in there than I actually know, which I think that kind of goes against the underlying benefit of a social network, in that you should really kind of stick with the people you know or be introduced to new people. But some of the people I don't know. And you know, I've actually culled some of those names out of my list. The things that happen now is that I get people who are referred to me, And they come in and say, hey, I know you through this person, and I heard you'd be a great wireless reference to be acquainted with. And so most of those people I accept. And that's one of the reasons why my contact list has grown pretty large on LinkedIn.
Okay, so LinkedIn's been good. It's created contacts as an expert in something. Maybe on the social side there's contacts, although LinkedIn, I guess, is mostly a business site. Are you on Facebook also?
I just recently got on Facebook, and my daughter is just, she's blown away. She's in college, and she goes, "Oh my God, my dad's got a Facebook account," right? So, you know, I had to bug her. But I do have a Facebook account.
Why? Why did you do it?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. I was just curious. I wanted to see what it was all about, and I wanted to see if there was any benefit. And sure enough, I've actually met people on Facebook that I knew from before, and now I know some more.
Maybe
people.
This is a tough question, but what has this enabled you to do that otherwise would be truly impossible?
Peer networking. I'm involved in a lot of technical books. I have been an author, I've been a technical editor, and now I'm a series editor for McGraw-Hill. And I'm able to market that. You know, it's one of the things that I can do without invading somebody, without it seeming like spam. I can go in and update my profile and say, hey, check out this new book that I was just involved in. And you know, hopefully that drives some sales. If not, it at least gets the word out that there's another book with my name on it.
So you're becoming a veteran at social networks. I think maybe a little bit of ahead of the pace, but you know, there's a pace that I think the adult generation is hitting it. You know, MySpace has done what it's doing. But are there services, are there products and services that you would like to see on social networks that you're not seeing?
Yes, absolutely. You know, how many times do you have to fill out a profile? Why can't there be a profile service that provides your profile one time to, you know, as many different social networking sites as you want? Some of them are going to be a little bit different. Like LinkedIn is a lot more business-oriented than Facebook is currently. I think Facebook's a little bit more relaxed and social than LinkedIn. LinkedIn is more, in my opinion, a business tool than it is a social tool. You know, but there are commonalities between everything. Maybe that's the next Google. Who knows? Maybe I just gave somebody $1 million idea or $1 billion idea. I don't know.
I think you're hitting something that I think about sometimes, too, is the lack of – but I put it into different words in my feeling. It's the lack of interoperability between social networks. It's going to take a big customer to put those together, I think. Locally, in your social life, this affected your social life?
Well, there's a lot of different types of social networking tools. I found out this over the years. You know, it's not just about the Facebooks and the MySpaces and the LinkedIn's. It's discussion forums. It's things that you have with your community. Like in my community, we have a website and a discussion forum there. And, you know, a lot of things get passed back and forth, like, you know, somebody lost a dog or there was a break-in in the next neighborhood. These are just as important as the social networking tools. They're just as social, if not more so, because they're next door to you.
Social networks really going to be as big as people say they are?
There's a lot of hype in this world, right? I would think that social networks are going to become yet another tool in the things that we take for granted. So it's a different way to push content to the people who want it. If the content exists, then social networking tools will be huge. If it's just a matter of somebody creating a social networking site and waiting, will they be here in 10 years? I definitely think that social networking will be here in 10 years. I don't know if we'll recognize it in 10 years from what it is today.
Thank you, Joel. Thank you, audience. And please put comments down, and we'll talk to you soon. And you can check out this and other information on www.linktoyourworld.com.